This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jay. Do you see where DIA is going to raise the prices of parking?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going up, Jamie. You use the garage, right?
I do.
You're going up $5 a day.
It's already, what, $27 a day?
You're up to $35 now.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You go to the economy lot like I do, okay? You're going to or they're going to charge you $20 a day.
Holy
in the economy.
Crap. Yeah.
Short-term parking will go up to $168 a day.
What? Oh, okay.
Is that crazy?
That is stupid and ridiculous and shame on them.
Even if you go down to Pike's Peak, you know, and you got to catch those shuttle buses, that's going up a couple bucks. 61st and Pena, that's a ways out.
Yeah, it is.
Up $1, $5, no, $8 a day. $8 a day.
All right. Well, happy news, everybody. Happy tax day. Yeah.
It's going to get more expensive in a lot of cases to park at the airport. DIA is increasing fees at most of its lots and garages. Short-term parking rates will remain the same. Premium reserve rates will actually go down by $5 a day if you're one of those high rollers. The airport says parking management shell costs have gone up over the last couple of years. These new rates are expected to generate more than...
I don't know why it gets in my head, but every time I go somewhere and I stay for like 4 or 5 days and I get on the plane to come back, first thing I start thinking of is that parking fee.
What's premium reserve?
I don't know.
Kyle was just talking about it.
Says it's down $5.
What is it?
$45 a day. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's a call ahead service.
I don't know. That's why it's going to be so much cheaper. Just take an Uber. What they just did is increase the Ubers.
Already is.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yep.
I mean, you get an Uber out there, you know, even if it's $100 each way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You still save money on it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.